Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One. It's the loneliest number, as songster Harry Nilsson tells us. It's also its own square and cube. Seven is a prime number. It's also the sum of the dots on opposite sides of a die. 34 is 2 times 17. It's also the theoretical maximum number of Senate contests in any particular election year. Numbers have mathematical qualities and cultural qualities, and my next guest, Derek Niederman, presents a slew of them in his book, Number Freak, From 1 to 200, The Hidden Language of Numbers Revealed. Derek, welcome to WNYC.
Nice to be here.
And listeners, every number tells a story, or at least Derek Niederman can tell a story about every number, well, at least from 1 to 200. Call in with your favorite number, and he'll tell you something about it. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. You can also post a comment on the show page. Go to WNYC.org and click on The Brian Lehrer Show. So, Derek, to start, why is 138 the loneliest number, especially within the context of your book?
Well, the original idea of my book is that the nth page, if you will, would contain properties of the number n. So the 24th page of the book would say everything about the number 24, at least that I knew. And as you may know, not all numbers are created equally, and I think 138, perhaps the publicist got a hold of that one as a number for which I had really nothing to say whatsoever. So that's, I guess, what makes it not unique, but it was the number of which I struggled the most in the entire range, 1 to 200.
Well, you mentioned the number 24. We've already got a comment from one of our listeners saying, why does evil surround the number 23? Now, I don't know what that question means, but maybe you do. Does evil seem to, does 23 seem to have evil connotations among religions?
Well, I started, first of all, if I talked about all the evil cult numbers that there are floating around, then I wouldn't have been able to finish my book. So I think I said in my introduction, that's a separate topic. But the number 23 is one of those numbers that have built a cult following. There was a Jim Carrey movie, the number 23, associations
right,
with the number
yeah.
23. And you know, I really wasn't aware until I started this book that people do go a little nutty about certain numbers, and 23 is one of them. I think the rumor has it that Julius Caesar was stabbed 23 times. I wasn't there, but that's how the story has made it through the ages. So maybe that's when it began. I don't know. You know, if you're at Pomona College in California, the number 47 has a lot of mystical qualities. Not evil, but mystical qualities. So if you're looking for one particular number, it will show up an awful lot.
You say the number 17 was a big surprise for you. Why?
Well, I didn't think, well, you know, speaking of numbers, there's a guy named David Kelly at Hampshire College, which isn't far from me. I'm in the Boston area, and he spends a lot of his time finding new properties of the number 17, giving lectures on it, which seemed a little nutty, but I didn't know until I started writing the book that it's really probably the most interesting number there is. Here's something you may not have known, that there are 17 different symmetries of wallpaper.
Oh, yeah, that was odd when I read that.
Right. Well, it's odd that there's 17, but I think it's odd that there are any specific number, you know, that it turns out that there's 17. But if you've been into a wallpaper store, you know, you're besieged by thousands of books, and you know, each book has hundreds of wallpapers in it. It's hard to believe that each one of them falls into 17 different types, from lateral symmetry to radial symmetry, really to categorizations that are very difficult to describe on the radio. But suffice it to say, there are only 17.
Derek Niederman is the author of Math Freak, From 1 to 200, The Hidden Language of Numbers Revealed. I'm Amy Eddings, and we're taking your calls for Derek. Marion in Chelsea, you're on WNYC. Good morning.
Hello.
What's
How
your number?
You?
Good, fine.
Good. I'm calling because this person about numbers on the radio.
Sure. What's your number?
19.
What intrigues you about the number 19?
Intrigues me. Well, I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 items that I have listed that I keep in the back of my memo book, and they're all with 19s.
They're all with 19s.
They add up to 19.
Oh, Derek Niederman, can you? What did you write about 19 in your book?
Well, I don't know what the 14s are in our caller's book. Although I look forward to hearing about them. 19. I think I began with observing quite quietly that there were 19 squares on a side or lines on a side of a grid of a game of Go. You know the game of Go where you put little black and white discs on a board,
right,
at the intersection. Well, that intersection, the board is 19 by 19. So there's one. There are 19 holes in a lot of lavatory drains, which is described mathematically by saying that 19 is a hexagonal number. We can say that on the radio, can't we? Hexagonal number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Just wanted to be safe. The point is that if you arrange 19 dots in a symmetric fashion, you'll obtain a hexagon, one of many hexagonal numbers. There are also things, they're complicated things to say about the number 19 in terms of the history of mathematics and number theory. And in my book, I put the complicated number theoretic things right next to the everyday things.
Right. Yeah.
As a means of getting people into it.
tell me about this. In writing this book, did you work problems yourself for each of the numbers? How did you research a number?
Well, I don't know how this book would have been written in the pre-internet age, actually, because the internet is a tremendous resource, and it eventually became frustrating for me when I came across a new property of a number I hadn't seen before. It became frustrating that, oh, Wikipedia had that, you know, it's had that for 2 years, and I just had never looked at that spot. So that's for starters. This is a book that was tremendously aided by modern research tools.
We have another caller, Larry from Red Bank. You're on WNYC. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Hi, Derek. I can't believe you used the word hexagonal on the radio. You should be ashamed of yourself. But the number
again.
I wanted to bring up is the number 3. My daughter Sophie was born on the 3rd, and it's always seemed to have some magical quality for me. I love the way it sounds. I love the way it looks when written. I wonder if there's any religious or otherwise interesting significance to the number 3.
And we have, thank you, Larry, for that call. We also have Wendy commenting on our show page saying she has the number 3 in what? In every address she's ever lived in. Certainly 3 has a lot of special properties. Can you name just one or two?
Well, the religious properties, you know, there's the Holy Trinity on the one hand. On the other hand, there's the trident carried by the devil that has 3 prongs. So I guess you go from one extreme to the other. 3 is a nice number for all sorts of reasons. There are, hockey is the only game divided into 3 periods. A hockey rink is divided into 3 zones, for starters. There's an old theorem accredited to a young amateur mathematician named Napoleon Bonaparte. You perhaps have heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
in a different context. So everybody knows some mathematicians. Which talks about what happens when you join equilateral triangles and form another. It's a really nice theorem that I cover briefly in the book. So a lot of flags have, or in 3 sections, or have used 3s, the Sicilian flag, the 3 legs of man from the Isle of Man.
Yeah, that was a fascinating picture that opens up that chapter on
the
number 3. Derek, we are running out of time, unfortunately. We will have to leave it at that. Thanks so much. Your book was very entertaining. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, it's nice being on your show.
Derek Niederman is the author of the book Number Freak, From 1 to 200, The Hidden Language of Numbers Revealed. More on The Brian Lehrer Show coming up. Stay with us.